Hello, I'm Mark Whittaker with the Tuesday, the 11th of March, Wall Street update of World Business Report from the BBC World Service. Time for a look at the US markets now with Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago.
I think the driving force in the market today was concerns about China and implications for world growth. We saw falls in the price of various commodities, and also if you look at the sector distribution of today's market, investors were clearly down on the more cyclical issues such as energy, materials, and finance, and tended to be more supportive of stable stocks. Consumer staples, healthcare, utilities were among the best performers.
How concerned are you about China?
Well, it certainly is something that keeps bubbling up. There's no doubt about that. I think the U.S. Economy certainly is on a reasonably strong footing and could certainly weather a worsening of conditions in China, but it might be more difficult for Europe to deal with that, particularly since their economies themselves are not quite as strong.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think the problem is in China at the moment? I mean, it seems to be an article of faith in China, doesn't it, that it has a growth rate of 7 or 8%. Is that realistic?
Well, I think the problem there is that a lot of that growth has been funded strictly by infrastructure spending by the government, and they're starting to have some credit issues where they're having trouble servicing the debt that was created along with that. Clearly, I think the policymakers there have made it a goal to try to transition their economy more to one driven by consumer demand rather than government or infrastructure type demand. And that's going to be their big challenge, is making that transition and making it a smooth one.
Meanwhile, as you say, the U.S. economy seems to be making steady progress. I mean, how far up the hill is it at the moment?
I would say we're a good way there. I think people still are discouraged by the fact that we're not seeing stronger growth, but I think we have a very firm foundation. Probably we're in a good position to be generating 2 to 3% growth here for a number of years, just not seeing the type of, say, a 5% pop that one would normally see coming off of a recession.
But given what the world has gone through, I mean, it would be perhaps unrealistic to expect even the U.S. to suddenly just bounce back and for everything to be as it was.
That's true, because certainly the U.S. does export goods to a lot of countries, and with their demand being low, that makes it difficult for our factories to run here at peak production.
So you need the rest of the world to catch up, really.
Indeed.
That's Peter Jankowskis from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Well, at the close of play on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.4% at 16,351. And at the end of the day here in London, the 100 share index was also down just 0.1% at 66.85.
You've been listening to World Business Report. If you want more insights into the world of business, you can download Business Daily from bbc.com/podcasts. If you want to contact us, you can email at world.business@bbc.co.uk or add your comments to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bbcbusiness. And remember, for news in an instant, you can follow us on twitter.com/bbcbusiness.